On a recent trip to the park with my 3-year-old son, I was moved with nostalgia when I saw an older gentleman taking photographs with an old-fashioned single-lens reflex camera. Frugal with his film, the photographer took his time, gazing through the viewfinder, adjusting his tripod, and fussing with dials. This is something I remember well. It wasn't that long ago that I took pride in my ability to shoot decent photos with a Pentax as old as I am, a camera that once traveled the world with me, bumping my hip as I walked along the Sea of Galilee and braving the weather on Scotland's Western Isles. My SLR came with me to Switzerland and Italy and twice to China, where it recorded the adoptions of my 2 daughters. I find that parenthood requires many snapshots, so I've replaced my Pentax with an economical digital Panasonic bearing lots of memory. But when I saw that photographer in the park, I realized that I missed the way I used to see the world when I could take only as many photos as could fit on a roll of film, when I needed to make every click of the shutter count. Back then, I paid closer attention to light and color and contrast and texture. I tried to watch the edges of my viewfinder and to be patient. Now I'm less careful. I take lots of pictures, confident that some of them will turn out, and if not, I can doctor them on my laptop. Admittedly, there's much to be said in defense of digital cameras. I'll be keeping mine. But as technology endows our lives with instant gratification, something always is lost, like the patience necessary to capture beauty in the frame of a camera's viewfinder, or the ability to notice subtle changes to the wonder that surrounds us. We may be forgetting how to exercise patience and how to value each shutter click of space on a roll of film. It may be necessary for some of us to dust off our old cameras, to wind film onto spools, and to see life through old, familiar lenses. It won't solve our nation's financial crisis or help us to understand the complexities of presidential politics, but it may help us recover something worthwhile in the way we look at the world. With a perspective, I'm Ben Daniel.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.